recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, got to get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to our friend. Love that about you. And thanks to LifeLock, LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. Simply Safe, simplysafe.com/Adam, T-W-O, Adam 2, and KY Duration. What's going on, Drewski?
Feeling better today a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Must be more time since my eye dropped.
Eye drop.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
You know what I think? Riddle me this. I think... I feel like we need to, I at least, and I would argue it would be good for you too, we need to do more interaction. Like I feel like, I don't know, like Loveline, I think we need more things like that. There's nothing like that anymore for people just to come and dialogue. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I can think of. That they're uncensored and unregulated, and people could just talk about anything. And of course, they always end up talking about their relationships, things like that, their mental health. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It feels like there's a need for that kind of thing. Or maybe we should take more calls here. It's a little different because it's not as communal because we're not simulcast. You know, we're not broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think you're an imbecile.
Okay.
No.
Let's go on.
Move on. How dare you? I'm going another direction. Which
I don't even
is
know you, man.
The not when you just, act this way.
The monocle just fell out of my eye.
What I want to say, well, get your eye drops. When I say, well, here's what I'm reacting to.
All right.
Whenever I hear somebody say, you know, it's high time this nation have an honest discussion about race and blah, 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 dialogue
I'm
or whatever.
Not saying that.
I know you're not. I know you're not. I always just go, yeah, right, an honest discussion until somebody tells the truth, you call them a racist or whatever it is. But also this thing of like, I know I'm a little broken recordery here, but this thing is like, we need a place where we can come together and have a dialogue
and
have a discussion.
We just need
community,
some kind of
discussion,
community.
Whatever. My feeling as I hear, and I don't know who I was yelling at about this once, but there
could be anybody.
Could be anybody, mm-hmm. But they're like, we need to have a discussion about race. And I'm like, it should go from 90% to into the mid 90s or high 90s. Like, where are we at now? I mean, where are we at discussing race versus discussing family staying together? I don't know. I feel like zero to a million or something. So I don't know that we need more discussions about almost anything.
I just think we need more community, more free conversation, you know, dialogue about whatever's going on.
My thing is like people need to go on more bike rides with their kids.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of my thing.
Yeah,
my thing is kind of the opposite. My thing is instead of getting together and having a dialogue, people need to do more fishing with their sons and more daughters, and moms need to go out and shop at a farmer's market and make a big feast for a Sunday night and turn the TV off. You know, like I'm the opposite, which is everyone get on a bike and go hit a trail.
No, I don't disagree with that. But there's just all this data coming out about how isolated we are and how that isolation is sort of affecting us. You know what I mean? Even if it's just a little bit of sharing on about anything.
Well, like I went and took my daughter to go look at some land that I'd torn property down. I took the dog and she got on the bike and we went down and walked around the property and kind of thought about like, here, your room will be here and, you know, you'll have this view, you know, and bloody blah, blah, blah. And no talk of politics or race relations or Trump or the kids at the border or kids in the cave. And it's good for one's blood pressure.
Yeah.
So let's go a little, you know, sort of Huck Finney, Tom Sawyer-y. Like, let's go find a river and coast down it a little bit.
All right.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jimmy was telling me he went on this excursion where it's like 6 days on a horse.
What happened to your friend?
You go in.
But he was not a guy who could tolerate that 10 years ago.
You go in for like 3 days. You do some fly fishing. It's a place that, it's a preserve where there can be no.
This is Jimmy Kimmel we're talking about.
There can be no.
Dude.
Wheels or tracks or ATVs or motorcycles or whatever. It's pack mule and horses and you go in.
You don't see that as a big change in what he likes?
You mean convening with nature or sitting on a horse or what are we talking about?
All the above.
Well, first off, drop your accusatory tone.
No, I'm literally like.
Drop it.
No, it's actually.
Take it back.
It's astonishment.
Take back your accusatory tone.
I take it back, but it's a positive, really.
Really?
No, because.
Take back your condescending accusatory tone.
I take it back. Then it was not my intention at all. My intention was to go.
Take it back.
This dude has changed, is what I'm saying. It's not a bad way.
Well, he always liked fishing. It's just he couldn't be on a boat. So I think he figured out that fly fishing was probably the activity for him. Mm-hmm. He threw up. We went on a half-day boat out of El Segundo, and he just threw up and laid on the deck the entire time.
That is Jimmy Kimmel.
But he also, I think, he has a job that involves makeup and lights and hitting his marks and interviewing people sometimes that, you know, he doesn't like or does like or talking politics or whatever it is. And he probably all anyone wants at the end of 3 months of that is a river and a little nature, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay, everybody go hit the trail. Like we don't need another exchange of ideas. You need to exchange your waffle stompers with a little dust. Down a road, you know what I mean? Like, go get your dog, take for a big old walk on a trail somewhere. Just go take off.
But the research on this right now, because of the way the world is, shows that, yes, it does work. And then within 3 days.
What does work?
Getting away and being with nature and being quiet does really significantly improve your stress and your outlook until 3 days after you get home. And then it's all back to normal.
Well, it's got to be a lifestyle. It can't be a crash or fad diet.
He's going to go out in the. How would he do that?
I do it all the time.
Jimmy do that?
Well, that's a tall order. Yeah. Thank God, less than 40% of Americans host late night shows. So maybe even less. I mean, maybe in the 20s. I don't
really
know, 25%. I don't know. Gary's got to look that up. But
crazy.
Oh, do the math. They'd have no audience if the majority of them hosted shows.
I suppose that's true, but they can watch the other show.
Well, let's go ahead and carve out millionaire Jimmy Kimmel.
All right.
Let's carve out everyone who hosts the Oscars, all right? That's way less than – that's got to be less than 30% of Americans, right?
I would think maybe even sub 20.
That's funny.
Really?
Maybe.
Shocking.
Let me research it. Sorry, I shouldn't have.
Because it's been going on for 95 years. It's not like it's 4 years old.
Yeah. Get on that, Gary.
Or 90 years.
Fair point.
All right. Anyway, here's my point, Drew. Mm. If, in fact, you're not one of the millions of Americans who hosts the Oscars or is involved currently in a late-night battle, making it part of your daily ritual of taking a nice walk or, as I've always said, turning a wrench, solving a problem, fixing something, getting into that sort of tactile world of going for a jog on a trail or riding a mountain bike down a trail. You're riding a mountain bike down a trail. You're not really thinking about a lot other than not hitting something that's going to throw you over the handlebars.
Right. Yes, that's true.
And people need a little – I'll tell you what everyone needs, and they don't put themselves in this position. When you're on a mountain bike – Drew's checking his Twitter right now.
I'm getting angry at somebody. I'm looking up something that's coming up here while you're giving a little talk.
Type in – and I'll make you a bet. Mm. I say less than 22% of Americans have hosted the Oscars. Mm. You want to call the over under 22%? Or?
Yeah, 18.
18?
Yeah.
I'll meet you at 20%.
Okay, fair enough.
Want to meet in the middle?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Gary, look up how many percentage of Americans who've ever lived have hosted the Oscars. All right, I'll get back to you on that. Tell you about LifeLock. Then I'll tell you about my mountain bike thought. Security. Professionals are warning of email phishing scams targeting World Cup fans. Some appear to be directly from FIFA. They try to bait fans with big prize money. So many threats in today's digital world. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security for added protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft. Like your info for sale on the dark web, Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware. That sounds horrible. If you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. But you're not going to have a problem because you have the industry standard and the best. You're going to have LifeLock. Right, Drew?
That's right. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off your first year. That's promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off.
All right. Let's see. Yeah. Get on a mountain bike.
Okay.
Go down a trail. Have it have a little incline on it. Gather up a little speed. And then when you get to the bottom of this trail that you were zooming down, not at a breakneck speed, but moving to the point where you had to pay close attention. Otherwise, you'd hit a rut or a log or something, go over the handlebars. You get to the bottom of that trail, tell me what you thought about on that ride down. And my guarantee will be you cannot.
You're only thinking about the trail, yeah, on a bike.
And you might even have that answer.
Yeah.
You'll just go, I don't know, nothing.
Yeah.
That's literally, I was doing what I was doing. Push the bike up the trail and go get something out of pushing it up that thing and then have it all go up like a Roman candle when you go down. And again, if you can tell me what you were thinking about when you're going down that, I will apologize, but I can tell you, the answer will be, I know it from racing cars. What you're thinking about is what's next as it pertains to this endeavor, not as it pertains to anything outside of this trail.
I get it.
And we're wired that way because we'd all be fucked up if we thought, no, I'm just going to drift off over here and start thinking about Trump's latest rally or Maxine Waters' latest whatever. You're going over the handlebars. You'll break your collarbone.
Yeah.
We're not wired that way. We're wired to be there. So put yourself in that position.
Okay.
No one does.
Look at this. The Curry's got some data for you.
Oscar hosts through history versus people alive in America today. Well, I said ever born, but go ahead. I'm feeling generous.
That's the number, 0.0000000022.
I told you it was 22%.
No, 22 100 millionth. 100 millionth.
I think I know what I'm talking about. I'm looking at 22 of the percent right behind it. So
22 100 millionth percent.
You're 100 million percent wrong, Drew. Can we take some calls?
Yeah, take line five.
Line five. Let's see, Jake, 36, Minneapolis.
Hello. Hey. How are you guys?
Good.
So, I don't know what you can tell by the prompt for my call, but I've been dealing with something called PGAD, and the humorous light on it would be that it's the real equivalent of restless cock syndrome. But it's, it's pretty miserable in reality. It stands for persistent genital arousal disorder, so it doesn't mean literal arousal like actual erections, but it means that like I have a sort of irritation, a sort of like pipe cleaner in the urethra sensation that can be stronger or weaker at any given moment. And it's actually been going on for the better part of 7 years.
Are you on any medication?
Kind of no, because I react to like your typical medications like gabapentin or anything that would dilate a blood vessel or kind of bring you down, like something to relax you.
Okay. So I've seen a lot of this kind of thing. And
have you?
Oh, yeah. And almost always it gets better with a little Zoloft or Prozac.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's in the spectrum of obsessive compulsive disorder for males. I don't know why, but I've seen people have seen 30 urologists and 20 dermatologists and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, and I still, they won't tell me, and I still have this thing, and it's kind of shiny and it kind of irritates the tip. Always the same thing, always gets better with OCD treatment. So I don't know if you can tolerate that is the question.
I could try it, but can I elaborate a little? Because it goes like a step beyond that in severity.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Drew, you got to get out of the you-know-what-you-know mode now.
What do you mean?
You've locked off an answer.
No, no. I'm listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. My senses is probably that. But let's.
Yeah,
see.
I get it. So they keep going to dermatologists and urologists, and they're not finding anything because it's something that's coming from a different department.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead, Jake.
So, and Dr. Drew's right to an extent that was for the beginning of it, the case, very frustrating. Tripped every kind of doctor I could find, but it's since escalated to, like, at a certain point, 3 years ago, it started becoming that I'd wake up in the middle of the night with an erection, and I'd have to get up out of bed. It kind of was in sync with the REM sleep cycle. Like every 2 hours, get an erection, have to go to the bathroom, and then urinating itself would make it subside. With the passage of time, it's become more severe to where the urinating stopped working, and it got to the point where I actually had minimally invasive spine surgery.
Jesus.
The thought being that it was some sort of pinched nerve, and it is kind of like an emerging field of science, as I understand it. Like just a sciatica can be caused by a pinched nerve.
You're willing to go to surgery? Why aren't you willing to try a couple weeks of this medication, see if it doesn't take care of it?
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is that if I do take a gabapentin or something like that, I'm all for trying the Zoloft or the Prozac that you mentioned. But, of the ones that I've been recommended by psychiatrists, by urologists, it always results in, an inflammation effect that kind of worsens the symptoms. Because on top of all of what I've already told you, it also hurts to ejaculate, so I'm kind of trapped in this state of not being able to masturbate, not being able to have sex. And so,
Jake, hold on. Questions for you.
Please.
You work full-time?
I do. And this kind of pushed me to the verge of having a life unravel.
I got you. What's going on? Any trauma in your life? How'd everything grow? How'd you grow up? Everything good? Anyone accuse you of anything?
No. The accuse you part is very interesting. I'm not sure where you get that, but I'm sure it's a very interesting angle you have in your head.
Anyone said to you, hey, you got this, or you're paranoid, or you're something, or you're making that up, or what I'm saying?
I didn't grow up great. My dad was say what you will, for better or for worse, about Donald Trump, but the man is a narcissist, and my dad is cut from the same sort of cloth. I see him, I know it when I see it. And I grew up with him alone. He kind of chased my mom off. She kind of had to escape. And he sought to it that she stayed away, So I kind of grew up
under the
domination
weird.
Of this
mom,
guy.
Mom had to have a little drug problem for that to happen.
No, she didn't. She absolutely did not. She was.
I'm assuming everyone who runs for president is a little bit of a narcissist. I'd like to run the free world. All right, Mr. Down to Earth.
So do you have intrusive thoughts and repetitive rituals and that kind of stuff?
Sure. I do favor kind of OCD. I used to pull my hair out when I was a kid, as soon as my parents got divorced.
I promise you
that a big piece of what you're dealing with is OCD.
There's something. We hear it in your voice. There's definitely something going on.
I promise that's what it is. And there are people that can do exposure therapies with you, cognitive behavioral therapies that will really work. There's medication that really work. You've got to follow through on those treatments because they will make things better. I guarantee it.
All right. We have a PSA. Garrett,
so is it okay to lock off the way I did?
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, that was 100%.
Okay.
That's 100% right. Takes a big man to have his assistant apologize to you, Drew, and that's why Matt's going to do it right now. Right, Matt?
Okay. So sorry.
Oh, wow. It's good. Accepted.
KY Duration. Hey, then we'll play you the...
That felt good.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, thanks, a big man. Well, then we'll play you the PSA from ACS. Sorry. Happy couples talk about what they need in the bedroom. That's why they always use KY Duration. Many men want to last longer to satisfy their partner. And they use tricks to distract themselves from enjoying the moment, thinking about baseball or grandma or Vietnam. KY Duration is an endurance enhancer, helps men temporarily prolong the time until they ejaculate. Designed by the experts over at KY, it has an FDA-approved active ingredient to help him take control so that you can extend the pleasure for both. So if that sounds like you, let's get hold of a little KY Duration. How about it, Drew?
Pick up your KY Duration today, available at all major retailers, drug, and grocery stores, and online through Amazon. KY Duration is an OTC product. Use as directed.
All right. Opioids.
Line 3, make an easy one.
Line 5. Oh, right. Wait, we have our PSA.
So. Oh.
I thought I was the only one.
I told myself I was in control.
It was constant, unrelenting.
I felt trapped, helpless.
I just can't make it stop.
I tried pills and drugs. That only made it worse.
Jesus. My name is Kalen.
Dylan.
Matt.
Dawson.
Gary.
Chris.
And I suffer from...
I suffer from...
I suffer from...
I suffer from...
I suffer from RCS. Restless cock syndrome.
People think RCS is a joke.
They laugh when they hear what it stands for.
What they don't hear is the crying I do at night, knowing tomorrow will be another waking nightmare.
I can't live like this anymore, but now I know there's help.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and I've helped countless men who have suffered from RCS, Restless Cock Syndrome. It's not a joke. It is a serious condition that affects 3.8 billion men, and they suffer each and every day. You are not alone. You are not a monster. Call your doctor now and set up help. You can get it to stop. You can tell it no. You can take back control. Call 1-800-223-2625. Again, that's 800-223-2625, and get help today.
All right. Ken, 51, Illinois. What's going on? Let's see. Is he potted up?
Ken?
Oh, I hit the wrong one. I'm sorry. I hit 5. I do it when it's the bottom one. Ken, there you go. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's happening?
Hey, years ago, I remember you guys talking about racism and Drew saying something about, like, if you start from scratch all over again, it would still exist.
Certain kinds of bias would still exist, yes.
So...
What's that mean, certain kind of bias?
Well, there's all this, we don't really know what it means, but there's all kinds of weird biases that we have in our brain for different colors and different images and different. And
you
it's
call that be, biases?
And it's actually thought to be different than the cultural because it gets cuts across.
I think those are just calculations.
Okay, call it what you will.
Well, no, yeah. There's a difference between a calculation and a bias. It's not a call it what you
well,
will.
Well, you're putting a pejorative spin
no,
on bias.
No, I'm not putting a pejorative spin on bias because people think of bias as a pejorative.
Yeah, I don't. I just think of it as sort of one way the brain heads versus
well,
another.
Well, look, here's what I know. Everyone is wired for this.
For what?
Calculations.
Yes.
I see a guy walking.
Well, you're talking about profiling and stuff now, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about primitive kinds of weird biases we have. We don't like snakes. We don't like certain colors.
Yeah.
We don't. That's just the way our brain is
well,
set up from evolution.
I get a bias. Look, it'll all be overcome with a good-looking version of whatever we're talking about.
Yes,
like
we
don't like short, fat guys. We don't like
absolutely.
Balding. We don't like eyes that are too close together or noses that are too big. You know, we don't like bad skin.
But the point is, if you don't acknowledge what your brain is sort of set up as and try to train it out in a certain way.
I don't think that doesn't have legs.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
But I don't bring that up. He just brought it up. That's all
I guess. Yeah. I mean, you could walk in and go, oh, this doctor's a woman or something. Then you see a bunch of plaques on the wall and you're right back. Like, you're right there. You know what I mean?
That's a higher order thing, but yes.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, so what's up?
Well, I was just watching a World Cup, and you naturally look at other races, and you're just like, well, look at that guy. He's different. Look at that guy. He's different. Isn't that kind of natural?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, to notice difference, right? But to recoil or be repulsed or think negatively of, or you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about stigma generally and how humans stigmatize, and I've been reading a lot about it, and there's lots of weird shit left over from our biology, from our evolutionary past that gets in the way here. And we have to, you know, be aware of it and push it aside. That's all.
I don't think so. I just feel like
listen to this thing I found. called the Uncanny Valley. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Which is this phenomenon, and then there's this whole literature on why it occurs from robotics,
mm-hmm.
which is that people go get more and more attracted to a robot that looks more and more and more human until it gets just right nearly human, and then they get repulsed. It's called the Uncanny Valley, and they're just recoiled. It's like, it looks human, but it's not really. And I think in that Uncanny Valley is a lot packed in a lot of shit in terms of how our brain works, because it's where zombies go and dead bodies go, and you know, maybe people mm-hmm. with brain disorders that don't look quite like human, but we just stigmatize them.
Yeah, sure,
right. So yeah. I think in there is a lot of this BS. So that's all. It just is what it is, you know.
My worldview is we're all just basically cab drivers driving at night.
Slow down, taking notes. Go ahead.
And we got to pick up fares, and our job is we'd like to get paid, and we'd like to get home.
Right. And we don't want to get an infectious disease. We don't want to get beat up. We don't want to be killed. We don't want to have a fight. We don't want to. Okay.
You do your Simply Safe, and then I'll tell you. Finish.
All right. We're a big fan of Simply Safe, of course. Simply Safe Home Security. Why are we such a big fan? Because it is prepared for anything and everything. Let's see, a storm takes out your power. Phone line gets cut out. Keypad gets destroyed. Simply Safe, they thought all that out. They're ready. They will get you the help you need. Now, maybe you don't need to be ready for the worst case scenarios, but why not be ready for the worst case scenario? Why not think that all out? And that and more is what makes Simply Safe with an I, S-I-M-P-L-I, Safe great. They're always ready. $14.99 per month to make your home secure. No contracts, no hidden fees. It's ridiculous. Simply Safe, Corolla, Penske, recommend Simply Safe. Go to simplysafe.com, S-I-M-P-L-I, safe.com/Adam2. And that is Adam with the word two written out, T-W-O, Adam 2. What are you trying to say?
No, I'm with you. I love Simply Safe.
Yeah. And by the way, you were able to move everything to your new house and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes with you. It's easy. You put it up. It's no contracts, no fees. SimplySafe.com/AdamTWO.
So we're all cab drivers just going through the night, and we don't want to get an infection. We don't want to get stabbed, and we don't want to get stiffed, and we don't get whatever. So we just walk. We just buzz around.
Yeah.
And a small percentage, a very small percentage of those are racist, or they don't like, are homophobic, mm-hmm. and so they don't pick up people in front of the gay bar or down at the urban club or whatever. Like, legitimately, mm-hmm. they don't like gay people, and they don't like black people, they don't like Hispanic people, and maybe they don't like Jews, but they have trouble picking them out. But either way, it's a very small percentage. The rest of them just want to go home in one piece. Mm-hmm. So they just walk around, and they see a line of people, and they start working the stats. They see a young black male, they go, uh-oh. Could be some more violent crime there. They see a young Hispanic male. They say, uh-oh, could be some more crime there. They see a white guy. They go, okay, less than that. But then they see Asian, and they go, oh, well, statistically less. But then they see a black woman, and they go, oh, wait, less threat than the white guy and the Asian. We got a female. And then they see a black guy, and that guy seems to be dressed to the nines. Looks like he's going to be a big tipper. And they go over to that guy. So it's like this whole set of calculations based on not wanting X, Y, or Z to happen and wanting X, Y, or Z to happen. And that's how everyone basically goes through life.
But wouldn't you – that's stereotyping, right?
And then that's – I don't know. See, I would just call it that's a human calculation. How we're all wired. It's not volitional.
Right. And then you act on it, then that's discrimination, right?
No. That's Darwin. I mean, that's just sort of rule.
I agree. Don't you agree we should fight against that natural
proclivity? No, it's going to get more people stabbed. What do you mean fight against it? You go drive a cab and through bad neighborhoods and pick up big burly dudes in leather vests, and you tell me how it's going to go. Or get your kid an Uber driving gig, and you go pick up big strong, well-built guys. Forget about their race. Just pick up big dudes with big beards. We're out front of bars you don't like, and go see how it works out. It's not going to work out. That's you can't fight that. That's what's built into us. The only thing that stops that is big dudes not bonking people on the head. And that stops. It goes away pretty fast because we have to. It doesn't behoove us to keep going down that road. know what I mean? Made in Japan.
Made in Japan?
Made in Japan.
Uh-oh. Gary, look that up.
Made in Japan was a slight.
It was considered crappy at one time. Yes.
Yeah. Because now, somebody bought you a baseball mitt or a toy or a trinket or anything, car, anything, made in Japan. Oh, boy, thanks a lot. It was a punchline.
Right.
What was it based on? It wasn't confusing to people. It's like a Japanese makes a bunch of cheap junk.
Until they didn't.
Now, what's made in Japan mean to my 12-year-olds? A precision Lexus, laptop Lexus. And a cell phone and a Lexus.
Right.
Okay. What did we do? What did Japan do?
They changed the stereotype.
They got themselves associated with Lexus and not with cheap trinkets that break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But as long as they're going to make trinkets that break, we're going to have a good hard time talking people out of it. But as soon as they start making a Lexus, look around. Like, I know people that won't buy an American car because they will only drive a Lexus. Like, they don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
They'll just drive a Lexus, right?
I understand that.
You understand I drive. Yeah. When's the last American car you own? When's the last American car I own? Never, since we've known each other.
Yeah.
All right? So I would argue that you and I are very patriotic. I would say we love this country.
We're also very pragmatic.
Well, look no further than me and my great examples. Dr. Drew loves this goddamn country. I love this goddamn country. I've known this guy for 25 years. He's never driven an American car. I've never driven an American car. So what is it, Drew? What are we doing?
Unfair trade practices.
we're just doing what's best for us. Now, and we have some sort of false belief that Chrysler makes a hell of a product and Lexus is a pile of shit. And do we have it twisted?
Yeah.
Or is it just kind of based on experience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Chrysler starts making a kick-ass product that never breaks twice as much as Lexus. Guess what?
We're in.
Okay. Thank you. That's why I get the big bucks. Simply Safe. Now, there's a kick-ass product, Simply Safe. The Adam and Dr. Drew Show is brought to you by Simply Safe. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam2. That's T-W-O. SimplySafe.com/Adam2. Also, No Excuses with John Taffer, Tuesdays on Podcast One. Give that a listen. Live podcasts everywhere and lots of swag and good stuff at AdamCarolla.com. Also, go to Chassis, Chassy, and look at all the cool movies we have there. Pre-order Uppity. Thank you. And Drew?
Go to Drew.com. Get the Family of Pods. Get the Opium series. Get it all. It's a cancer series, too, with a lot of cancer stuff.
Is it opium or opioid?
Well, the same thing, essentially.
So until next time, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew Zane. Mahalo.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.